It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Monday, April 15th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. And the first week of Coachella is over. Technical difficulties, guest appearances, a lot of firsts. We'll dive into it a little bit later.
We should also let you know that literally as we are speaking right now, as we are recording this podcast, this year's Pulitzer Prizes are being announced, including the Pulitzer Prize in Music. And it's a big question mark this year. Will it be another hip-hop album? Will it be a classical album? Who knows? So we'll find out when we're done recording and give you an update tomorrow. But first, a few of today's stories. Citing multiple high-level sources, Billboard is reporting that Deborah Dugan will be named the next president of the Recording Academy, the organization that runs the Grammys.
Wait, does that mean a woman will be the head?
For the first time ever.
Slow clap. Yay.
She is currently CEO of RED, that's the nonprofit organization co-founded by Bono in 2006 to fight AIDS, and she will be the first woman ever to lead the Recording Academy, taking over from Neil Portnow, who was widely criticized for comments suggesting that women need to, quote, step up to be recognized in the music industry.
Well, I guess they have.
New York's historic Webster Hall will reopen on April 26th after an extensive renovation, with Jay-Z playing a new iteration of his B-Sides concert, highlighting deep tracks in the rapper's catalog.
See, I really like this, trying to invigorate these, like, beautiful historical venues by bringing in a younger audience, because it's not a place that typically younger audiences would usually go to. So nice to welcome it with Jay-Z.
Yeah, it dates to 1886. Webster Hall's New York's oldest concert venue still in operation. They said they knew they needed a New York icon to reopen the doors, and they have certainly found that in Jay-Z. And then after he reopens the doors, future bookings include Patti Smith, MGMT, Broken Social Scene. So you know that black hole that everybody's been talking about?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Well, if tens of thousands of fans get their way, it will be named in honor of Chris Cornell.
Oh, that's sweet.
So over 40,000 fans and counting. You can just watch the number rise and rise and rise if you refresh the petition. So all these people have signed a petition that reads in part, quote, Black Hole Sun, written by Chris Cornell, is without a doubt Soundgarden's most recognizable and most popular song and one of the biggest anthems of the 90s. For this reason and the impact Chris Cornell had in the lives of so many and music itself, I ask NASA, the Event Horizon Telescope Collaboration, and all the astronomers and scientists involved in this discovery to name this black hole after Chris Cornell. Cornell's widow, Vicky, shared the petition, saying Chris would be honored. It's kind of a big ask, though, because there actually is no official way to name black holes. It's not like stars, where it's like, here's where you know what the name of every star is, or even asteroids you can be officially named.
Well, because it's so difficult to even track a black hole. So, I mean, sure, why not? Why not name it?
I guess before now, has anyone ever wanted a black hole to have a certain name? Maybe now is the time.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain, black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come, won't you come.
So the first weekend of Coachella has officially wrapped up. And, you know, it almost felt a little bit like a run-through. There were technical difficulties. There were guests who were brought on stage. It seemed almost like surprises. Nobody really knew what was happening. And a lot of people are saying, did it live up to Bay-Chella? So Ariana Grande, the big lead, the headliner this year, 20th anniversary edition of Coachella, tons of guest stars. So Ariana Grande being the headliner brought out the most amount of guests. Nicki Minaj turned up to do her verses in Side by Side and Bang Bang. Although, going back to these technical difficulties, her mic wasn't working, her inner ear monitors weren't working. So it kind of felt like that just fell by the wayside. And in fact, Nicki Minaj didn't even come out for the third song that they've duetted on. It just felt like it wasn't even worth it. Who else came out to join her? Diddy, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever you want to call him. And Mace joined Ariana Grande to perform More Money, Mo Problems. And Diddy did a really nice shout out to Biggie, Tupac, and Mac Miller.
And I hear that 4/5 of NSYNC also showed up. And I presume the lack of a Justin Timberlake hologram was just another of those technical difficulties.
Probably. Although Justin Timberlake was supposed to headline the show. That was why Ariana Grande was a huge surprise as headliner, because originally they were saying it was either going to be Justin Timberlake or Kanye West. So it almost felt like a little bit of a poke at Justin Timberlake that Ariana Grande was singing his lines and tearing up my heart with the rest of NSYNC.
Is that kind of like if you take a headlining slot from Paul Simon, you bring out Art Garfunkel?
And then you sing all of Paul Simon's. I think so. It's at that level. So who else were these surprise appearances? Katy Perry, she jumped on stage with Zedd to perform their new single, 365. Weezer, they have that cover album, Teal, so of course they were playing their covers. They celebrated that by bringing out Tears for Fears and playing their big 1985 hit, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. And then Chili from TLC jumped on stage to do No Scrubs. And Janelle Monáe, she invited Lizzo on stage. They had a nice little twerk off. But yes, 2 weekends of shows. First weekend ran April 12th through 14th. Next weekend, April 19th through the 21st. There's also 1975 performing, Aphex Twins, Kid Cudi, Diplo, Bad Bunny, about 250,000 people in the audience out there. And it really shows how much this event has changed in the last 20 years when you see this lineup. Because, yes, Childish Gambino is headlining along with Tame Impala. There's not too many guitar rockers stepping on stage. And when you look at it, this is a really nice gender parity for the festival. Ariana Grande is one of only 4 women who've headlined the show. So yes, it's not Beychella. You're not going to have that extreme showmanship, but it's still amazing that a woman is headlining the show. Also, Kacey Musgraves, one of the first sort of outreaching to country to bring that into Coachella. And Billie Eilish was one of the festival's youngest performers that they've ever had, just 17 years old. And yes, she may have forgotten some of her own lyrics while she was on stage, but she had so much energy and she was revving up the audience with songs from her new album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Like, You Should See Me in a Crown.
You should see me in a crown. I'm gonna run, there's nothing to hold. Watch me make them bow. One by, one by, one by, one by. You should see me.
So I'm on Tumblr, which I love, and so does Taylor Swift. Little known fact, kind of where it's easiest to interact with Taylor Swift is tagging her on Tumblr.
I imagine there's lots of kitten pictures.
A lot of kittens and mysterious images being shared by Taylor Swift on Instagram and Tumblr and other social media platforms lately. She is apparently teasing something, some kind of thing.
It's a countdown, right?
It's a countdown. There's going to be new music on April 26th. So all these images of painted nails, hands wearing rings, a yellow shirt, some pink ruffles, some kind of diamond encrusted heart.
Maybe she's just engaged.
Who knows what's going to happen on April 26th? Probably her fans are hoping for a wedding, but new music wouldn't be too bad either. It's been about a year and a half since her last album, Reputation, so she's right on schedule. Reputation was the biggest selling album in the U.S. in 2017. She followed up with the biggest selling tour in American history. So new music from Taylor Swift would be kind of a big deal. But then meanwhile, another music icon is teasing new music. I'm talking about Madonna.
How is she teasing it?
So Madonna just dropped a new video. It's about a minute long, and she reveals the name of her forthcoming album. It is Madam X.
So mysterious.
In the video, she explains a little bit more about just what this means.
Madam X is a secret agent.
I am Madam X.
Traveling around the world, changing identities, fighting for freedom.
Freedom.
Bringing light to dark places.
I bring light to dark places.
Madam X.
So for this next story, I had to look up how to pronounce Buttigieg, I did not have to look up how to pronounce spoon. Those are the two entities this story is about because presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg, not to be outdone by fellow candidate Beto O'Rourke, former bassist in a relevant alt-rock band, Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg played some of Spoon's song The Way We Get By while backstage at an event at Scripps College earlier this year. Video of the performance went viral. It's today's viral clip because it has provoked a response from Spoon themselves.
What'd they have to say?
They wrote, quote, "So this guy can just do everyone's job, huh?" The candidate responded, "Hey, it's just the way I get by." If that sounds a little spicy, might be because Spoon are on record for O'Rourke, who is, of course, a fellow Texan. They played at one of his rallies recently.
We get high in backseat circles. We break into mobile homes. We go to sleep to shake a pill. Never wake up on our own. And that's the way we get by.
That's today's music news. You can watch that video and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer today is Anna Wiggle. Jade, did you watch the Game of Thrones season premiere?
Are you kidding? Yes, I did. I've already watched like 17 times and read all the memes.
So did you catch the reference to, and I won't say what it was, I'll just say there was one and see if you caught it, the reference to what happened to Ed Sheeran's character?
Yeah, it's not a happy ending.
I'll post a link about it in the Current Music News Facebook group. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.